Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour today on this Wednesday, February 12th, 2025 edition. I got all kinds of text messages. I've been ignoring you guys because I wanted to get this off my chest. And Miss P, thank you. Aloha. 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 Not Aloha. Not Aloha. Aloha. Got it. We'll never forget you, Miss P. Kiss on the cheek, girl. Thank you. Got a short text message. Got a change to the website for Tim Roberts, patriotsrelief.com/trucker. He said the change should take effect at 1 o'clock today. Their discount with free shipping will automatically be applied to their shopping cart, so they don't have to use the promo code TR1 anymore. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Tim. Greatly appreciate that. PatriotsRelief.com/trucker. So it's in the process. It's not up yet, but that's a follow-up housekeeping text message. Ha, ha, ha. Stacy, over at Dr. Gary Willie's chiropractic office in Sheboygan on Main Street, 323 Main Street, right across from Mulligan's. Deep tissue robotic laser light pain therapy. Russell says you are a part-time truck driver. He said I could tell you that. Well, you can tell Russell to kiss my booty butt. I did 440,000 miles in 3.5 years. That wasn't part-time. I averaged between 10 and 12,000 miles every single month. I was out sometimes 4 to 6 weeks until Miss Vicky called and said, get your butt home now. Done with you playing truck driver. The honey-do list is a mile long. No more loads. Tell your dispatcher to get you a load back to Michigan and get home. Then I'd be home for 2 weeks, take care of Miss Vicky, get rid of all the honeydews. And then she was driving me crazy with the grandbabies and everything. It's like, nope, I'm going back to my truck. See ya. So tell Russell I wasn't part-time. Let's see. Oh, Dawn Carp Lake talking about Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, it's about time. If nothing is done by our governor, you can kiss Mackinac Island and Mackinac City eating establishments goodbye. This will be worse than the COVID shutdown. I agree. You know why? If any of these restaurants close because they don't get something done in the next 9 days, they're not coming back. This will be the final straw that breaks the camel's back. This will be the nail in the coffin. These places will close, and they will be gone. Crazy Jeff over in Oscoda. Laugh out loud. We ran 3 logbooks. I did that in the beginning. June of 2005, I had paper logs. I was leased on to Makowski and Sons over in Traverse City. We were independent. I'd always start off with a load from Sarah Lee in Traverse City of pies. I usually took those out to Pennsylvania. I forget the city in Pennsylvania. I would drop them off at Sarah Lee and, Gordon Foods and others. It was a kind of a warehouse for all those type of food service companies. As soon as I unloaded from there, they sent me right across the street to Kraft Foods. You know your macaroni and cheese? Yep. 40,000 pounds of Kraft macaroni and cheese, usually going to California. Sometimes I took it to Arizona, Texas. Where else did I go? Usually California, but Texas, Arizona. From there, he'd have another load for me. I'd go up I-5 to a warehouse that manufactured or stored Paula Deen cookware. Oh, yeah, sweetie. All you got to do is a little dab of butter, as she's talking on her TV show back in the day. She'd pull out a full quarter stick of butter and put that in the fry pan. Yeah, just a little dab of butter. Made the best pots and pans on the planet. Paula Deen cookware. Nice big box. Oh, God, what was it, about 3 foot, no, 2.5 feet wide, foot, you know, tall. Took that all the way to Bermuda. No, not that Bermuda. I was in a semi-truck pulling a trailer. 40,000 pounds of pots and pans. Usually came across I-80. Went through the Lincoln Tunnel in the mountains. Climbing that sucker, all my gauges were buried red, especially when I was hauling that sweet corn from Grand Junction, Colorado, back to Kroger in Detroit. Once you get to the Lincoln Tunnel, it's all downhill all the way to Illinois. I don't even think I touched my gas pedal in Wyoming. It's all downhill. Anyway, Bermuda, New York. Yes. Paula Deen pots and pans. Hated trying to get out of New York. Those cheapskates there and their shipping rates were cheap. From New York, I usually would stop at a plastic manufacturing company, pick up plastic trays. Sometimes I did it at East Jordan Plastics here in Michigan. Right here in Michigan, East Jordan Plastics, they make those trays too. Take it to Miami, Florida's airport. Why? Because they flew the plastic trays over to Cuba, where Cuba would give us all of our exotic plants. Then they would ship those plants from Cuba back to Miami. Sometimes I'd turn around and get those potted plants and drive them back to Michigan for distribution at like Home Depot, your nurseries, you see. That's who buys most of those potted plants from Miami. Back and forth, crisscrossing America. Well, then I signed on to FedEx Custom Critical. What is that? When manufacturing companies, laboratories, Centers for Disease Control, Coca-Cola, whatever, they're running out of their products. They thought they had more parts back in the warehouse. The high-load driver goes back there and goes, nope, we're out of that widget. What? What do you mean we're out of that part? We got thousands of them on the computer. They're not there, boss. Oh, crap. Call FedEx Custom Critical. Tell them we want Trucker Randy. Why? Because my anniversary truck for Mac had 250-gallon tanks, 150 each side. 6 miles to the gallon, I could go 1,800 miles. And I designed a nonstop capability in my truck. I could go without stopping, 1,000 miles, 1,200 miles, didn't matter. Didn't have to stop. Fill up the tanks, go get the load. I'd have 8 2-liter bottles. You know, pop bottles, the 2 liters? I'd pour out the pop. Some of it I drank. That was when I was 320 pounds. Believe me, I drank some of it. Shake them out. Upside down, just pound them out, shake them out. I bought at Dollar General funnels and 2 rows of duct tape. You duct tape the funnel into the empty 2-liter bottles, and they were sitting on the passenger seat. Why? Because commercial CDL drivers cannot have passengers in their truck unless they're family or a team driver. That's MDOT, that's USDOT regulation. Can't pick up hitchhikers. You can't pick up anybody. Those 2-liter bottles were absolutely seat belted into my passenger seat. You need to go to the bathroom, number one, pull out a funnel into a 2-liter, do your business, put it back in the seat belted seat. Have a towel wrapped around it. When it gets close to the top, you unduct tape the funnel, you put on the bottle cap, and you put it in the bag on the floor next to you. First truck stop you get to refuel, you throw them away. Pour them out in the bathroom and throw the bottles away. Don't tell me I was not a long-haul cross-country driver. The only problem is FedEx Custom Critical and later Panther Expediting, they had Qualcomms. What is a Qualcomm? It's a satellite dome on the top of your truck that they had to install in it. Throw your paper logs away. When I started that truck, they knew exactly the RPM of the engine. They knew how long I was idling. They knew where I was at. They could ping me. GPS tracking. Knew exactly where I was. Knew my speed, my average speed, how long I had been in first, second, third, fourth, all the way through 13 gears. Saw when I set my cruise control at 60. Why? Because I was an owner-operator. I paid for my own fuel. I never, ever went faster than 60 unless I negotiated a huge fuel surcharge, stuck it up their butt, needed to be there in a short order. You're paying for the fuel, buddy. I can do 80. If I get a ticket, you're paying it. I literally told one shipper that. I need that there as fast as possible. You willing to pay my speeding ticket? Yes. Put it in writing, send me an email. Text it to my phone. He sent me a text. I think I did 80 all the way there. Didn't get a ticket, thank God. Don't, Russell, tell me I was part-time. When I see you, buddy, I'm going to part-time you upside your head. You know as a truck driver what that means. Oh, my God. Did we just talk about truck driving for a whole segment? I'm so sorry. Final segment of today's show. We'll wrap this baby up. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Fundraising is one of the most critical responsibilities of the state party chairman. Recently, the GOP state committee set a rule. Chairman candidates must raise at least $15,000 from at least six different donors. And within a day and a half, I'd already raised all that money. In fact, I raised an additional $100,000. For 16 years, I've been winning elections because I consistently raised the funds needed to succeed. And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Renstad for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Lots of stuff to wrap up here real quick before the music starts playing. Downstate Patriot business owner Mike, he and his brothers, I believe, family own a excavating business. So Sarsky, I'm sorry if I butchered your name, last name. Earned Sick Time Act. This is Whitmer's and the Democrat legislators pandering to the union lobby. This will kill businesses in Michigan. The administration of its... Wait a minute, why did that... Where did that go? Oh, there it is. The administration of it alone, just administering the law itself alone, is prohibited for most businesses like ours. It makes me absolutely sick how people who have no idea what it means to sign the front of a payroll check make the laws that punish good businesses like ours. Text message of the day, brother. Dead on, right there, is absolutely the best synopsis explanation of this earned sick time law that these Supreme Court justices of the Michigan Supreme Court, the state representative Democrat trifecta of the House, the Senate, and this governor, they don't know. Why? Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer has never signed in front of a paycheck ever. She's only signed the back. Our governor has never signed the front of one. What does that mean? It means you're a business owner. You pay your vendors. You pay your contractors. I owned a truck driving business, Great Lakes Cargo. That was the name of my DBA. When I was a long-haul, cross-country truck driver, my attorney, my accountant said, you have got to be a DBA, you cannot do this individually. The truck cannot be in your name. Great Lakes Cargo bought the truck. Great Lakes Cargo sold the truck 4 years later. When I couldn't get a load out of Atlanta, Georgia for 3 days, I said, I'm done. March 6th of 2009, 369, I was done being a truck driver. But I listened to satellite radio the whole 4 years I was in the truck. And I ran for state senate the next year in 2010 and got my butt kicked by Howard Walker in the Republican primary, roughly 62 to 38. Oh, that's interesting. Those are the same numbers that Vicky beat Cheryl Guy by. I just realized that. 62-38 is what Howard got on me in the Republican primary. But when he went to Lansing, he voted for right to work. Oh, man. Can't believe how all those memories of numbers just pop right back into my head. Some of them are permanently stored in the hard drive. I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. Does that make sense? So, anyway, greatly appreciate that comment, Mike. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep listening. Keep texting me. He said yesterday I motivated and fired him up. Yeah. Breaking news. Just got this. Just now. MERS News is reporting governor encourages a July 1st extension on the tip wage sick time law changes. An extension? How can you extend a Supreme Court ruling from the Michigan Supreme Court? Can't do that. This woman is amazing. Let's read it real quick. Real quick. Governor is encouraging Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks and House Speaker Matt Hall to pass a short-term extension from February 21st to July 1st on when the Michigan TIPS credit and earned sick time laws are scheduled to change. Today, the governor called Speaker Hall and Senate Majority Leader Brinks and encouraged them to keep working towards a bipartisan deal. If they are unable to reach an agreement by this week, she's also encouraged them to pass a short-term extension that will delay the implementation of the new laws until July 1st. Bipartisan agreement. Let's see, this is on the tipped, both of them, the tipped wage credit law as well as the earned sick time law. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office expressed hearing the concerns and implementations of the new law has made it clear that she is open to a bipartisan deal to protect servers, wait staff, as well as providing certainty to small businesses in Michigan to help keep them and remain competitive. So, waited too long, kicked the can down the road, didn't do what had to be done. Now, it's 9 days away. So, let's pass a legislative extension to push it to July 1st. Let's kick the can down the road while we keep working on a bipartisan deal. But it's not going to go into effect 9 days from now on September 21st. Whatever. God, I hate Lansing so much. You guys have no idea. No, I'm never running for office, ever. We need rear window stickers on your vehicles. I sent out 20 yesterday. I need to send out more today. Text me your name, address, and how many, and I'll send them to you. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, and the Ritz and Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Pray for Joe and his doctors. Heart surgery right now. God bless you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at